May the Lord help us to commence our services today by singing hymn 95. And did the holy and the just, the sovereign of the skies, stoop down to wretchedness and dust, that guilty worms might rise. Hymn 95.
Thank you. Shall we read together this morning from the Word of God? First, reading together Psalm 90, and then Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24. Psalm 90. Lord, Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever Thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, Return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday, when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is there strength, labour and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. And establish thou the works of our hands upon us. Yea, the works of our hands, establish thou it. Shall we now turn to the New Testament, to the Gospel of Matthew, and read together chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumours of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these that are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my sake. My name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, not ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that ye shall make him ruler over all his goods. But and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and so eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in a day that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word, and help us now to come before him in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty Lord God, in thy sovereign eternal purposes, thou hast permitted us to gather here this day in this place. And, O Lord, we would pray indeed that we are gathered in thy name, and thy name alone. And if we are truly gathered in thy name, then thou hast promised, Lord Jesus, that thou wilt be in the midst. And we pray, O Lord, that it is our great concern that thou wilt be present with us this day. That as we have read together, the beauty of the Lord might be upon us. That thou, Lord Jesus, wilt fill this place with thy felt presence, with the perfuming of thine electing love and mercy to hell-deserving sinners, and hear the cry of that sinner, to me, O Lord, thou knowest. Thou knowest the cries that have gone up for this service, for this day. Thou knowest and hearest the cries that go up at this time of prayer. And it may be those cries yet to go up. In thy work, O Holy Spirit, bringing to that felt need and cry, O Lord. And so we pray unto thee, Almighty God, unto thee, the Father, that thou wilt look upon us, and thou might, in thy sovereign purposes, have ordained that blessing for the good of our souls. Thou, Lord Jesus, that thou wilt be in our midst, that thy love might be known and shed abroad. Thou, O Holy Spirit, might work in our hearts, in our souls. O Lord, it may be in that needed melting of us by thy power, Holy Spirit, the breaking of our hard heart, the breaking up of that hardness of our heart, that heart of stone. Turn to that heart of flesh, thy work and no other work will perform. And so we pray unto thee, Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that our gathering together might be all of thee and nothing of us. We would pray, O Lord, that in thy sovereign purposes there might be a bringing into concern. Into concern for our never dying soul. There might be those answers to prayer. Thou wilt bring into concern those yet to be born again, those whose names are in thy book of life. And it may also be, Lord, that needfulness to await, to stir up from the lukewarmness in our hearts, the lack of love to thee. O Lord, work, we pray. Leave us not to lean upon anything that is of the flesh and of the creature, of self or any other. Lord, we pray for thy felt presence. And as we come to thy word, Lord, that help and that strength needed, much needed in the setting forth of it. But oh, might that which is set forth fall into hearts prepared of thee. In answer to those cries and sighs and groanings that cannot be uttered, that have gone up unto thee and are coming up unto thy house. Lord, feed us, so we pray, with the bread of heaven and the water of life. Lord, come to thy poor and needy ones in the heat of the day, in the passing through this wilderness. O Lord, that lifting up of the downcast, that strengthening, the upholding, the guiding, the directing. Lord, thou knowest what is needed in each of the hearts of thy people. And we pray that thou wilt work and bless the means attended to in the singing of the hymns, in the reading of thy word, and in the opening, the preaching of it. So gather with us, Lord, put thine arm about us, keep us from those things that would disturb without, but oh, much more those things in us. And Lord, we come in confession of our every sin, our many sins, within, without, Lord. Sins head to foot, as that leprosy. Lord, wash, pardon our every sin. Those secret sins, presumptuous sins, besetting sins. Lord, wash our every sin in thy precious blood. But oh, might we know it. Might we know it, Lord. Keep us from words. O Lord, it is that which is real, thy people desire. Might the sinner cry, that I desire, O Lord, where'er they are. So we pray then for thy work in the midst. Would bear before thee, O Lord, this people that gather here, those in the responsibility of the place, those in the different places, as it were, in the pathway of life. O Lord, be with each, those in latter years, middle years, and younger years, those things that come in the pathway, in the journey. Lord, might thou prove to be that rock, that shield, that strength, that help. And those prayers that go up for those that follow on, the children, the young people, hear them, Lord, we pray. O Lord, that they might be amongst those whose names are written in thy book. Lord, grant that help and strength to go on in those prayers. Lord, in that praying without ceasing. For there is nothing too hard for thee. Grant those eyes to look up unto thee, the God of the whole earth. And we would pray for the young people, Lord, at this time of exams and those things in the pathway of life. Might there be a proving, O Lord, that crying unto thee for help, for guidance. O Lord, that all is in thy hand, and that our lives are in thy hand. But Lord, be amongst those that know it in their never dying soul. O Lord, watch over thy people throughout this world. Be mindful to pray for them as thy gospel is sent forth throughout this world, those in the land of persecution, those in lands of warfare, famine, affliction, trial, Lord, watch over, be with them. And that proving that thou art the Lord God omnipotent who reigneth. O Lord, and thou art the strength and shield of thy people. And our own land, O Lord, that has turned its back upon thee. O might thou, Lord, hear the cry of the remnant, and that in wrath thou might yet remember mercy. So help us now, Lord, we would pray, as we ask all things for thy dear name's sake, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Hymn number 82. Rejoice, ye saints, in every state. Divine decrees remain unmoved. No turns of providence abate God's care for those he once has loved. Hymn number 82.
Thank you.
Lord, might help this morning, I would direct your thoughts to Psalm 90. Psalm 90. And reading together verse 12. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Perhaps these words are familiar to you. Perhaps there have been those that have set them forth in the preaching of the word, in the reading of this psalm. But child of God, another thing is it not to be brought to this place and the reality of these words that are before us, as Moses sets forth in this psalm, of the immensity of the sovereignty of Almighty God, the Lord God omnipotent, from all eternity to eternity, the Lord God who spoke and this world came into being, and Almighty God, as we read together, who knows that time that no other knows, when this world will be no more. Even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. And yet, and we do not say this in any judgmental way, but in the truth of it, how many realize the truths of those things that we have read? How many go on thinking that this world can bring pleasure? And many go on thinking that our time upon this world is all that there is. How solemn to be amongst those that have no realization. And those words of our Lord came to us in the considering of these things. Then said the Jews, "Will he kill himself, because he saith, whither I go, ye cannot come?" And he said unto them, "Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." And later, in Solomon's porch, we read of the Jews that came about him. How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. How solemn to be amongst those outside of Christ on that day that is before us each, that day of our death, that day of judgment. And in David writing in an earlier psalm, in a very, again, in that reflecting, as Moses did here, on the shortness of life. Perhaps as we get older, we make comments that we wonder where the time has gone. And suddenly in our lives, as we look back, that time when we realize in the natural account of life of those 80 years, those 70 years that man is upon the earth, that naturally we have less years upon this earth than we have spent. And as we grow older, perhaps it comes more poignantly that we know not how many years we have left, but that time is dwindling. Yes, there may be that spearing. And man, in that deceit of Satan, may seek ways to, we speak carefully and reverently, not judgmentally, prolong life. But oh, the truth of the scriptures will stand forever true, that it is appointed unto man once to die, death, then judgment. And death that entered into this world through the fall of man, through the entrance of sin. And as Almighty God, in that cursing of Satan, spoke those words, yes, the promise of that one that would bruise the head of Satan, that one born, to be born of the woman, that speaking of that covenant of electing love and mercy. As we may have said before, those words spoken unto fallen man, from dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. Yes, to Elijah, sorry, the other name gone that have been translated. But the lot of man, that returning to dust. We may sing at times, occasions, O God, our help in ages past, that returning to dust, that 1,000 years before Almighty God is but yesterday. But a moment. And David, speaking of these things in Psalm 39, as it came to us, considering these things, Lord, what a mercy, what a mercy if you and I are amongst those that have been brought through that work of sovereign grace, through that work of the new birth in that covenant of electing love and mercy, to approach unto the God of the whole earth, to the mercy seat, with this word upon our lips, Lord. In that coming in prayer, in that desire in our never dying soul to come unto the Lord. Lord, make me to know mine end and the measure of my days, what it is that I may know how frail I am. Behold, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and my age as nothing before me. Verily, even man at his best state is altogether vanity. Perhaps in our younger days, thinking how fit, how strong, how healthy we are or were, and in the purposes of Almighty God, that teaching of us in the pathway, if we are His, that our lives are in His hand, that every breath we take is permitted of Him, and the frailty of human life. Oh yes, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. But our lives are in the hand of Almighty God. That all time upon this earth, and the time that this earth will be in existence, is that ordained of Almighty God. As we read in the Ecclesiastes, of that time and that time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die. And Paul writes to Timothy that it is certain that we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we shall carry nothing out. Yes, writing in that context of being content with what we have upon this earth. But the truth of those words, the truth of those words, that naked came we into this world, and so it shall be when we come to the end of it. And is it your concern? Is it my concern? In these words, Lord, make me to know mine end And as Moses sets forth here, I believe in that desire of his never-dying soul, so teach me. For Lord, I am not able to teach myself, for these things are those things of Thee, Almighty God. So teach me, and teach us to number our days, that we may apply our heart unto wisdom. And we would, for a moment, if we want to come back to that teaching, as these words, trust of the Lord, led our thoughts into them. Those words of David, make me to know mine end. And we read the words of the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew. And it was those words concerning that needfulness of watching. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. And none of us know. None of us know. The frailty of our lives. Maybe talking to someone perhaps one day, and then the next hearing that they have been laid aside in affliction. May have been speaking to someone, and then in a short while taken from this world. And we may use the expression that we know not what a day may bring forth. May start the day not knowing how it will end. But another thing, is it not, when in the sovereign purposes of Almighty God, brings us into the truth of those words, maybe in our own lives, in our own family, in those in our church, congregation, those that we love in the Lord, and even in our own family by nature, that hand of Almighty God going forth. Watch, therefore. And child of God, we look in our own heart when we say this. How watchful are you? The exhortation of the scriptures, the teaching of them, that concerning the enemy of our dying soul, even Satan as that roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And as it comes to us, those of Paul writing to the Ephesians, see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. And as that time, as the scripture speaks of his people being stewards of what the Lord has given us, searches us out often, what of that time in the mercy of Almighty God he has given us. Well, although that time has been used, perhaps there was that causing of us to tremble in the reading of these words. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour the Lord doth come. Perhaps in those secret things of our lives, what we would not speak emotionally or in any conjectural way, as it were. But in those things in our lives, those secret things, those hidden things, would the Lord have found us waiting for him? We read of those of the Thessalonians, of that in that work of the Holy Spirit distinguished them, that they had turned from idols and looked and waited for that appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we search out our own heart when we say this, child of God. Are we amongst those that look for the appearing of the Lord? Yes, that known in those paths of affliction and in those trials. But that day, make me to know mine end. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Therefore, be ye also ready. Be ye also ready. May sing the lines of that hymn, when thou my righteous judge shalt come, shall I among them stand? Shall such a worthless worm as I, who sometimes am afraid to die, be found at thy right hand? But it is our great concern for the Lord speaking to Martha concerning Mary. Martha, cumbered about with much doing. Mary, waiting upon the Lord. One thing needful. Mary hath chosen that better part, not of her own choice, but in that work of the Holy Spirit. That one thing needful. One thing needful. And yet, we would speak reverently, not again judgmentally, if we could look into the minds of us each, and all those needs that have gone through your mind, even this day, and even yesterday. And that concern where things might come, what might happen, what might be before us. What if this should happen? What if that should happen? Be also ready. Be also ready. In such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man cometh, one thing needful, Jesus. Can we sing it? Yes, we can sing it. Jesus is the one thing needful. I without him perish must another. If it is in that singing, in that cry of our never dying soul. And if the Lord is that one thing needful, I believe it will also be in this great concern, in our never dying soul, that we are amongst those that are his, amongst that number, our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But it will be that concern that we are his, and that concern for our end. And it will be in that concern for a right end. In the arms of the dear Redeemer. In him. And these things are searching. We read of that day of separation between the sheep and the goats. We read of those that will say to the Lord, did we not do this? Did we not do that? In thy name. The Lord shall say, depart from me. I never knew thee. One thing needful, as the Lord said to Nicodemus, marvel not that I say unto thee, ye must be born again. Could not understand it. How can a man enter into the womb a second time? Believe there was that opening of the heart of Nicodemus as we have recorded in Scripture. But it was in that opening of the heart, as with Lydia who we read, whose heart the Lord opened. And you and I, we know anything of what we've tried to set before you, even this morning, and that others of the Lord's servants have laboured before you, it will be as that heart opened by that work of the Holy Spirit in the covenant of electing love and mercy. And as that work is begun, carried on unto the end, the great concern will be to be right, to be right. And there will be that searching out. What if my name be left out? And that crying unto the Lord for that work begun is carried on unto the end. It is that work of the Holy Spirit, and it is that work in bringing down all that is creature ability, whatever it might be, all that self would lean upon. And you know, child of God, what that is in your heart. It is in that bringing down of self that Christ might be all and in all. And as we read this portion in Matthew, our thoughts went to that portion in Luke where those disciples were returning and speaking of that they had seen and witnessed. And the Lord spoke to them, we can quite quote it fully, but in that which was the essence of it, rejoice not that devils are subject to you, but much more that your names are written in heaven. Is it your great concern? Is it mine? And if it is, I believe it will be that is taught, if not in the words and the experience of our text, so teach us to number our days. O Lord, teach me. Teach me. That we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. So, Lord, as we've said, our lives are in thy hand. Our lives are but for a moment upon this earth, O Lord. So teach us. Teach us. And what is it, child of God, to be brought to this place in that desire to be taught? For naturally, we look in our hearts and see that nature, that old nature in us, that wars, in that warfare within. Except as ye become as little children, cannot see the kingdom of God. And it is that bringing of us to that childlike spirit of trust, of obedience to the Father, yes, to the Mother also, and that expression of it, to trust, obedience, and in that willingness to be taught, in that interest, in that is to be taught. And it will be those that will know this place and the reality of it, that are brought humble, made humble by that hand of Almighty God. we may look back, perhaps some of us with shame, as to that attitude that we had at school to teaching. It may be have been in that rebellion, not wanting to be taught, wondering what the purpose of it all was. But how much more when we look to Almighty God and His great wisdom in dealing with us, His great love and mercy that in His teaching, yes, the correcting of us, the chastising of us, as the scripture speaks of it, in Job, Eliphaz speak of Paul writing to the Hebrews, spoken of in the Proverbs, of that chastising of the Lord, not to despise it. Searches us out, does it not? But in it all, child of God, and this is the point, this is the great mercy, whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth. His correcting, His disciplining, as it were, of us, the bringing of us to that right place. Maybe in those terrible things in righteousness, it may be bringing down that great idol in your heart, in your life, in love. What is the effect of the Lord's dealings with His people, with you and me, in His undeserved love and mercy, to break that heart, that deceit, desperate heart that is in you, in me, that melting, that power to break that heart, and no other power will do it save that work of Almighty God. And that fell in our soul, in our heart, of the undeserved love and mercy of Almighty God to such a sinner as you, as me. And so in our text, in that experience, I believe known in the heart of the child of God, so teach us. Lord, we cannot learn these things ourselves. We have not that ability in ourselves. It is all of Thee, from beginning to end, our salvation. All of Thee, and in the pathway of our lives, that way that Thou dost call us to walk in, that way that Thou dost have us to go, and that those lessons, Thy purposes in that way, all of Thee. So teach us to number our days, to be kept ever mindful, O Lord, that our time upon this earth is but for a moment, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom, the fear of the Lord, the beginning of wisdom, upon that one thing needful, even thee, Lord Jesus, and upon that end, appointed unto man once to die, death, then judgment, to be ready. Be ready. The Lord pardon what we've said amiss, but oh, might there be that searching out of us. Be also ready. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £605, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Ridout will address the Sunday school this afternoon, Mr. Fred Ince will preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Tim Parrish next Lord's Day, who hopes to address the Sunday school in the afternoon and administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. Let us close with hymn 582. High beyond imagination is the love of God to man. Far too deep for human reason, fathom that it never can. Love eternal richly dwells in Christ the Lamb. Hymn 582.
Thank you.
Gracious Lord God, look down upon us now. Part us with thy blessing. Watch over us during the interval. Grant safe journeys. Pardon what thy pure eyes have seen amiss in us. Grant that for our souls to feed upon. That we have sung. Thy love, so rich, so free. Lord, be with us now. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the union and communion of God the Holy Spirit abide with us each, both present and absent, both now and forever. Amen.